Tell my life and his friends, this year should be a schuss for four shlem of her Gila by Sipar and Sipar by Gila, or four shlem of Sarshachol Israel, and Lili Nishmas, Esther by Shmuel, and Rav Alexander Zisha ben Rav Yosef, basing this shir on the Sefer Yad Melech, on the Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim. This is Perek Vav, Halacha Yud. Rambam says that Misha Nitra Fadaito Shel Ovi Vo Shel Imo, Mishtada Linhog Yimayim Kefi Daitam, Achi Yerucham Aleihem. A person whose parents went crazy should try his hardest to act with them according to their needs and knowledge until he has mercy on them. Until there is mercy on them. If he can't handle it because they're so crazy, he should leave them and go away, and he should command others to lead them and take care of them as is their need. The Ravid says, the Rambam is not correct. If he's going to go away, who's he going to command to watch them? The Ran of Maseches Kedushin on the Flamin Aleph on the Beis brought in the Ketzef Mishnah, and look also on the Ran Baz here, our Tamei on the Hasag of the Ravid, the Din of the Rambam is not from his own Svar, it's Mavur in the Sugya. Rav Asi had a mother who was old. She said, I need jewelry. He made for her, got for her. I need a guy. He said, I'll look for you. I need a man who's as beautiful as you. And he was making all these requests that he couldn't manage it. She was old and a little senile. So Shavka Vozel Arad Yisrael. He went to Eretz Yisrael. So you see, like the Rambam, if you can't take a parent who's losing it, so you leave, you get up and you go. So what's the Ravid's problem with the Rambam? He's basing himself in the Sukkah. Look in the Bach and Simon Reish Mem, and similar you find in the Yam Shel Shlomo in the first parak of Kedushin at the end of Simon Samach Dalet, and so too in the Chacham Tzvi, Tosfos Chadoshim, Simon Chaf, writes Vizel Lashon. Das HaRavid Hi, Dahi Imeid Rav Asi, that mother and Rav Asi, Lo Nitrifa Daita Elizakena Haisa. She wasn't crazy, she wasn't senile, she was old. Ulefish Lo Hayachal Leishtadel Lo. But Baal Kiritzona, since he couldn't get her a husband, that the type of guy that she wanted, halach mimena, he went from her. Kedei shelo yavor yoser amashe mitzava oso v'lo yuchal l'kayim, in order that he shouldn't be over on what she commands him, and he wouldn't be able to do it, since he couldn't find her the husband of her wishes, he went away. So he will not transgress what she tells him to do. But somebody who went senile and needs extra watching, it's not logical that he should leave them and go. Since he is not commanded to fulfill, if it's not logical to say that if someone's parent went senile, says the Bach, that he would be allowed to leave them, since he is not obligated to fulfill their commands, and he's not worried about being punished when he transgresses what they tell him to do. Why? Because ein lehem das, because they don't have das, so therefore he's not commanded to fulfill what they want. All he has to do is give them to eat, to drink, and to guard them. So how can he leave them? So if they're sane, so then, and he can't fulfill their wishes, so let him leave in order to avoid being transgressing their wishes. But if the parent is senile, he doesn't have to listen to what they say anyway. There's nothing to worry about. Let him just do the basics. Let him take care of his parents. How could he go away? Atkan divrei Abach. So l'chor et shver, because we see from the Bach that when he leaves his parent and he goes to another place, l'chorah, he's pater from mitzvah kibud aveim, which obligates him to fulfill the wishes of his parent. And therefore Rav Asi left his mother. Otherwise, what did he gain by going away? He's still over on Mrs. Kibbutz Avim by not fulfilling his mother's wishes. That's what it seems to come out from the Bach. That by going away, you're no longer chayav to fulfill their wishes. Because if you were chayav to fulfill their wishes, what does it help to go away? However, it's l'chora and mavur, not like that in the Gemara and Megillah, to Zayin Amud Bey, Zayin Sham. Yaakov was punished on the years that he wasn't Mekayim Kibbutz Avim and he was out of the house of Yitzchak. Oh, so what do you see from there? That even when you're not home and you're not fulfilling the wishes of your parents, the person's also a chayav in Kibbutz Avim. They're also punished for not doing Kibbutz Avim. So what does it help to go away? Also look in the Kiryas Melech here, where it brings from Bereishis Rabbah, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, and Siman Zayin, that Avraham Avinu left Terach his father only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu patted him from Kibbutz Avim. So we see from there that going somewhere else doesn't pat you from Kibbutz Avim. Only because Hashem said, you can go away and you're patted from Kibbutz Avim, that's the only reason he went. But had he gone away without Hashem's command, then it doesn't pat you from Kibbutz Avim. So according to the Bach, that she wasn't crazy, and he can go away from her, how is he putter when he went away? How is Ravasi putter? This doesn't patter you from the mitzvah. And Adarabba, Yaakov Avinu was nanash that he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah when he wasn't with his parents. So Baal Korach, we see from this that according to the Bach, not only fulfilling the needs of eating and drinking is mischayev because of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim, because she didn't need that. She wasn't senile, so she could take care of herself. So what's mechayev you in Kibbutz Avim? The tzivui. And since he couldn't fulfill the tzivui, he left. And now there's no more tzivui. So what's mechayev a person in Kibbutz Avim is the etzem tzivui. So by leaving, what the Bach is trying to tell us is that by leaving, now there's not going to be a tzivui anymore, because part of Kibbutz Avim is the tzivui. So if she goes crazy, if the parent is senile, that's not considered a tzivui, and therefore you're not going to be over if you don't do it, if you stay with them. So therefore, if the parent is senile, in order to fulfill their needs of eating and drinking, it's better that you stay with them, like the Ravid says. So it comes out like this, according to the Ravid, it seems, with the Bach, that if the parent is senile, then what they tell you to do is not considered a tzivui. Even though one can also argue, why isn't that a tzivui? It's the senile parent's wish, that's their wish. But that's not considered a tzivui. So that's what the Bach is saying. So all the child has to do is give to eat and to drink and take care of their basic needs to stay around. But if the parent is sane, then the etzem tzivui that the parent gives, that's what's mechayev in Kibbutz Avim. And if you go away, then you're avoiding that tzivui. So then you're not over on Kibbutz Avim. So we're still left with the problem of Yaakov being nenash, that he went away, etc. So how can he go away? But we see what he gained. What he gained was, he'll be over or less, because now there's no more tzivui. So he's avoiding the problem of being over on the tzivui of the parent, if he's not here anymore. Because it's the etzem tzivui that's mechayev. And the eating and the drinking, that she could take care of herself. She was sane, according to the Rabbi. So that's the Bach. And l'fizeh adarabba. Now we have a kasha in the Rambam. What does it help that he tells others to take care of his parent and he doesn't stay? Because if it's mitzad kiyum atzibur that he's going to be mevatel when he's with them, and he's not going to be mevatel when he leaves them. So the Bach says that if a parent is senile, there's no chiyuv of kiyum atzivui. So you don't have to worry, according to the Bach, if the parent is nuts, to fulfill their tzivui. You don't have to worry, according to the Bach, if the parent is crazy. So if we accept that, then according to the Rambam, let him stay around. Let him stay around. There's no chiyuv. The person's crazy. So how can we expect you to fulfill what a crazy person says? Even though when the person's sane and they make irrational requests, that we said you have to fulfill. So really, what's the difference? So you can see that if a parent is senile, so it's too much to expect to fulfill everything they want. But we said, but if the person is sane, if the parent is sane, then you have to fulfill even irrational requests. Why is that any different than a senile? But that's what the Bach says. The Bach says that if the parent is senile, you don't have to fulfill their requests. So why doesn't the Rambam agree with that? So let him stay around. You don't have to worry about being over on their tzivui because you're not chayv din mekayim in the first place. What about mitzad milui tzarcha? What about fulfilling their needs? So then you have the kasha of the Ravid, as explained by the Jerishan, Simon Reish Mem, Sif Katan Beis, and the Taz and Sif Katan Yadalit, that Memanavshach. If he could take care of them and watch them, so he could do it, so why is he leaving them? And if he can't take care of them, if he can't fulfill their basic needs, how are others going to help? Well, how are they going to be able to do what he can't do? If he can't take care of their needs, why is somebody else going to be able to do it any better than him? And not only that, why would they listen to him? And he says, yeah, I have a senile mother. Can you take care of her? Why would anybody want to do that? So one of the Mefarshim says that he's going to pay for them, but Yidron Yachai have to pay. Kibet Avei Mishel Lov, Lo Mishel Ben. And the Rambam doesn't say hire somebody. The Rambam just says tell somebody. Why would they listen to you? The Ravid says, Lemi Yitzav L'Shamro. Who's gonna listen to you if you tell them to watch your parent? So we have a lot of questions here. We also have to understand that the Rambam says, Yenichem B'Yelechlo. So it's mashma, the Rambam is telling us a din. Yenichem B'Yelechlo. There's a din. Go away. Not that you're not chayef to take care of them. Go away. And the makor of the Rambam is from the Maaseh with Ravasi. And there, it wasn't only that he didn't do what she wanted, he left. So you see that it's a din. So we have to say that the Rambam holds that her desire for such a nice looking man, the Gavra de Shapir Kavasach, that she said to her son, that's part of fulfilling her needs. And the son was chayef. And by leaving, he now becomes pater from that. That's why he left. So he should become pater from being mamali her tzarech, her need of this guy. And that's what's mechayev to leave her and go to a different place. So therefore, the ikker here is going somewhere else, and not just not being metapel. So what tour is there? She wants this husband and now he goes away. But she still wants this guy, so he's not being mekayem what his mother wants. And what about the Gemara and Megillah and the Medrash? When he's not here, so they were still punished. They were still punished for going away. Yaakov, the years he wasn't with Yitzchak, he was punished. Avraham Avinu needed a special heter to go away. So if you hold that the Rambam said, the Rambam believes that he would be chayev to find his mother this nice looking man, then how does going away solve the problem? When he goes away, he's over on what it says that Avraham Avinu would have been punished. Yaakov Avinu was punished for going away. And where does the Rambam get this whole thing of being mitzava others? Doesn't say that in the Maaser Ravasi that he was mitzava someone else. Because it would seem that, like the Bach is learning, that she wasn't really senile, and she could take care of herself. She could take care of herself. And all she wanted was Gavra de Shapir Kavasach, I want a boy as nice looking as you. Or a man. And how's Acherim going to help? Why are they going to do an any better job than he's doing? So what did he do? He went away. And that's how he wanted to pater himself. So if now he's pater, so where's the din that you yitzav al Acherim? Now he's pater. Otherwise it would be usher for him to leave. Rambam says, as long as you're able to withstand the difficulty, so you should stay. Try your best. Raki mi efshalo. Shinishtatu biyoser, if they become so crazy, then let them, then you can leave. So where's this din of getting somebody else to take care of them? We don't see that in the Rambam. We don't see that in the Gemara, excuse me. Only the Rambam says it. So you want to better understand Shitas HaRambam, you want to better understand Shitas HaRavid, we want to better understand the Sugi in the Gemara. So it's a lot of Torah in this Rambam. So in order to understand what exactly is going on over here, we first have to explain the Gidrei Chiyuv Mitzvahs essay. What is the definition of a Chiyuv Mitzvahs essay? In the Bir Halacha on Tafresh Nun Vav, he asks in the Gemara and Kiddushin, is Machlokas there between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, if you have an option to either put your son or yourself? So if you only have five slum, you're before your son. There's only a Machlokas if you have five Mishubadim and five Bnei Chorim. One dion, there's another dion there. Liftos has been over lalas. The regal is machlokas. Frek the biralacha, what's going on over here? You're not chayav to spend more than a fifth of your money on a mitzvah. So how does it say in the Gemara that if you have only five slime or ten slime, you have to spend it on the mitzvah? It's more than a chomesh. How can you spend every last penny on the mitzvah? It's more than a chomesh. The Halakha Chalkos Yoyav and Dina Yones, Simon Zion also asked this kasha, and he says there, then Mipidyon HaBen lo kashya. Why? Because there's Shibud Mechasim. Only from Aliyah LaRegula to kashya. Mipidyon HaBen, that you're spending every last penny, is not a problem because it's Shibud Mechasim, so you have no option. But Aliyah LaRegula, how are you spending your last dollars on Aliyah LaRegula? That's the kashya, more than a fifth. However, that's the Chalkos Yoav, the Bir Halacha holds, that the Shibud comes from the mitzvah. And if there's no mitzvah in Yosem Michomish, there's also not a shibud. And therefore you also ask from Pidyon HaBen. And there's a similar kash in the Chedushi HaGrach, that Laman Damer Shibud Alav Daraisu, Priyas Baal Chov, is just a mitzvah, and it's not the Daraisa, it's just Alts mitzvah, but it's not a shibud. Like it says in Ksubis Peivav Amar Aleph, so a person should only have to pay up to a fifth. it's not true. If you owe somebody money, you not only have to pay a fifth. If I have $500 in the bank and I owe somebody $200, I say to him, no, I can only pay you $100. Priyas balchov mitzvah. It's just a mitzvah, not more than a fifth. Shibud alav doraisa. Shibud isn't doraisa, so it's not a doraisa dika shibud. So memela, I'm just paying you all, it's a mitzvah, it's only a fifth. It's not true. I have to pay more. And what about the din that we paskin that it's a mitzvah yisom lefro chov aviyam? What, they're only chayv chomesh? We never heard of that. So this is a famous kasha. Famous kasha we see in various sources that you're paying more than a fifth for certain mitzvahs. What's the pshat? So it seemed pashut that the whole din not to be motzi more than a chomesh on a mitzvah of eres, even though he's not an ones, he has the money, so why should he be putter? So the yesod is because be'emes he really doesn't have the dvar mitzvah, he doesn't have the lulav, he doesn't have the tefillin, and if he doesn't have it, then it's not shaykh to be mechayiv him. The Torah was only mechayiv a person to wear tefillin, to take his lulav, when he's able to be mekayim. But if he doesn't have it, so he's off the hook. Oh, but if he has the opportunity, if he has the possibility to buy this item, to buy this tefillin, to buy this arba minim, so you say that he does have the opportunity, and therefore he's chayiv. So on that we say that he's paying more than a fifth, he's not mechuyev. And therefore, once we say that, that's not considered that he has an efsharut, he has the possibility of being mekayim the mitzvah. And now he's pater, because he doesn't have what to be mekayim the mitzvah with. So if a person doesn't have tefillin, he doesn't have to spend more than a fifth on tefillin. He doesn't have to spend anything, he doesn't have it. But we say, no. You still have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. You still have the option of fulfilling the mitzvah. Buy tefillin. So he buys tefillin. He's a seder. It costs $1,000, and he has $1,000,000 in the bank. So he's cool. So he does have the afshirut to be mekayim the mitzvah. But if it's more than a fifth, we say you don't have to buy it. You don't have to spend more than a fifth on a mitzvah. And that means now he doesn't have the afshirut, because he doesn't have the tefillin. What do you want from him? And this is like what we see in the Rishonim, in Yevamos, Peites on the Beis, look in the Ritzvan of Rabbi Yosef, there in the Ramah, in Yerodeah, Simin Shinai Dal Tziv Gimel, like Abay Tumas Kohanu L'meis Mitzvah. That's only if you found them in a place where you can't call a Jew to do it. And if you can find somebody to do it, Bishar, you don't have to pay money. A person could be Matame. Mimre Bin and Hochastayanin. Simon Yates asks, why is it different from all the mitzvahs? So you have to be Motzi Kol Mimono not to be over. And hereby made mitzvah, we say, no. You don't have to be Motzi money at all. Nobody else will do it for free. You could be Matame yourself. So that's the Imre Amis' the Imre Bin's kasha. So there's a parsha of Meis Mitzvah that allows a person to become tamei to a kohen. Meis Mitzvah means that it's impossible to bury him through other people. There's nobody else to do it. You're the only guy. Only then he's considered a Meis Mitzvah. If you can't bury him, if you can't get him buried by other people unless you pay, that's considered that you can't get him buried. Because as it is now, as he is now, you can't bury him. And now it's mutter midin meis mitzvah. Look there in the Imre Bina. So we see the same yisod. Now he's considered in the matzah that he can't bury him. He has money. but he's not chayav to pay the money. So we just want to look at the mace, and we look at the mace and we say, does this mace have anybody else to bury him? So you want to define, what does it mean to have someone else to bury him? So the answer is there another guy here you can call to bury him? If there's nobody you can call here to bury him for free, then that's a mace that has nobody to bury him. And that's Matir the Tumah. In a mitzvah essay, it's the same type of idea. In a mitzvah essay, it's also impossible, we consider it, that he can't, he's unable to be mekayim the mitzvah if it costs more than a fifth. The moment you say that more than a fifth he doesn't have to pay, then if he doesn't have tefillin and it costs him more than a fifth, then it's impossible for him to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's the same idea we see by meis mitzvah. The meis mitzvah is somebody who has nobody else to bury him. And now we define what it means to have nobody else to bury him. There's no other Yisrael around that you can call who will do it for you. So in such a case, the kohen's allowed to become tamei. So you're right, there are scenarios where he could avoid it. But he's not mechuyev. We're defining what does it mean able to be mekayim. So by a regular mitzvah, if a person doesn't have tefillin, if he doesn't have arba minim, and they're taking more than a fifth, so he's not chayav to pay that. That means now he's onus. Can't be mekayim the mitzvah. He's not mechuyev b'chlal. When are you mechuyev in the mitzvah? When it's less than a fifth, then you have to. That's called considered afshir. But if it's more than a fifth, then you're not obligated to spend that. And Mimela, it's a yefshir. And it emerges according to this, that the whole p'tur of Hotzah Yosem Mechomesh is only because, like he is now, he can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But if there would be no p'tur that's chal on him, because it's impossible, then he's a vada chayv b'chol mamona. He's only pater because now, in his present situation, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah. But if he wouldn't have a p'tur that it's impossible to be mekayim the mitzvah, then he would be obligated b'chol mamona. And only in pikuach nefesh, he's pater, like he's pater in mitzvah esseh, just like in losa says, he's also pater. Koch nefesh always paters you. If so, in mitzvahs, that the ikar of the mitzvahs, hotzos mamon, like pichin haben, and prias balchov, if he has the money, so he has what to be mekayim the mitzvah with. He's not in a matzav of tour that we can say that it's Efshir. When it comes to tefillin, he doesn't have tefillin. So he's now in a matzav of p'tur. You say to him, no, but you can get tefillin. Okay, but that you can get tefillin is only up until a fifth. After a fifth, you're not chayv anymore. But up until a fifth, that's considered Efshir. After a fifth, you're not obligated to spend it. But you don't have to be mekayim the mitzvah because now you don't have tefillin. It all starts with now you don't have tefillin. And after we say now you don't have tefillin, we say, okay, now you don't have tefillin. Vakasha, go like every other 12-year-old. Go get yourself a pair of tefillin. Oh, it costs more than chomesh. I'm not obligated to spend that. And now we're back to, but now I don't have tefillin, so I'm putter. So in all mitzvah essays, the reason you're going to be putter from the mitzvah is because you just don't have it. It's the efshir lo l'kayim. The only thing is, the halacha says, even though it's a yafshir, even though you don't have it, go out and buy it. But that obligation to go out and buy it is only until the fifth. After you don't have that, after it, if it costs more than a fifth, then we say you don't have to spend the money. You don't have to spend the more than a fifth. Are you onus? Yeah, you're onus. You're not onus because it costs more than a fifth. You're onus because now you don't have tefillin. And in order to get around not having tefillin, you have to spend up until a fifth. But if it's more than a fifth, then you don't have to spend it. And the reason you're putter is because you don't have tefillin. But if we can find an instance where you can't say to the person it's impossible, then he has to spend the money. And that would be a case of Pidgin HaBen, Priyas Baal Chov. If the mitzvah is the expense, you can't say he's patur because he doesn't have it. He has it. He has the money. Tefillin, he's patur because he doesn't have tefillin. Here he has 5 shlaim. So spend your last 5 shlaim in Pidgin HaBen. You can't say, no, 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 it's more than a chomish. More than a chomish only works if you don't have what to be mekayim the mitzvah with. You don't have to spend more than a chomish to put yourself in a situation where you'd be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. But here he has what to be mekayim the etzem mitzvah with. He has the money. Priyas Baal Chov. Of course you have to spend, even if you owe somebody money, you can't say it's more than a chomish. Because you have the money to pay the debt. So according to this, we can explain what it says there about Aliyah L'Regel. So Aliyah L'Regel, we can say a person's not able to be Mekayim when it costs more than a Chomesh. Here the mitzvah isn't the Etzem expense. Here the mitzvah is to be Ol L'Regel. So the person says, I just can't. I can't. I'm not there, and I can't get there for free. It's going to cost me money. So he says, it's going to cost you money. So spend money. So he says, I'll spend money, but I'm only going to spend it to a chomish. So it costs more than a chomish. Ah, so it costs more than a chomish. Now you're back to it's impossible. It's impossible. Once it's a chomish, so now you can't be mekayim the mitzvah anymore. That puts you together yafshir. So why by Aliyah L'Regel is there it's sad that you have to spend all your money? The answer is because there, anyway you're spending the money. You're spending the money on Pidgin HaBen. It's either going to be Pidgin HaBen or Aliyah L'Regel. So this moment isn't considered an expense. Because b'lav hachi, anyway you're going to be spending the money else Pidgin HaBen. And if Aliyah L'Regel is more important than Pidgin HaBen, like the Yehuda holds, so it's not considered that you're spending more than a chomesh. And this is the yisod that we have earlier on in this sefer, based on a Tosfos and Kedushin Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Dibur Masla Rabbi Yehuda. That if anyway you have to spend the money because of another mitzvah, it's not considered hotzas mamon klape the mitzvah that's more chashiv. In other words, here it's not considered hotzas mamon klape the Aliyah L'Regel because anyway you're spending it on Pidgin HaBen. Now by Aliyah L'Regel there isn't a chiyuv to spend the money, but since anyway it's going on the Pidgin HaBen, so it's not considered that you spent it on Aliyah L'Regel. So I hope in a future shiur we get to that yisod. And now we can answer the kasha of the Chalkus Yoav in the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. There's a suffix in the Gemara, Ner Chanukah V'Kiddush Hayom, which one is Adif? Wait, on Ner Chanukah, you have to spend all of your money, like the Rambam says in the fourth parak of Hilchos Chanukah. Kiddush Hayom is like all other mitzvah essays. So, anyway, the person is not going to be chayav in Kiddush Hayom. Why? Because he only has enough money for one ner. It's either going to be he's spending the money on Ner Chanukah or he's spending the money on Kiddush Hayom. On Ner Chanukah, you have to spend all of your money. And on Kiddush Hayom, you only have to spend up to the fifth. So this person is going to be chayv in what now? He's only going to be chayv in Ner Chanukah. And it's pashut that he's going to be patur from Kiddush Hayom. Because Ner Chanukah, you have to spend every last penny. And Kiddush Hayom, you only have to spend up until the fifth. So what's bechlal the tzad that you're going to be chayv in Kiddush Hayom? So look there in the Chalkas Yo for hachav of this kasha. But you're starting off, and you're starting off the Kiddush with Ner Chanukah, and you say, okay, I have to spend all my money. So he spends all of his money on the Ner Chanukah, and then there's nothing left for Kiddush Hayom. So it's pashut that he's only going to be chayv in Ner Chanukah. So the answer is that since anyway he doesn't have this money, because he's going to be chayv on spending this money on Ner Chanukah, so maybe he has to spend it now in Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush Hayom is going to be more than a chomesh. It doesn't bother us that Kiddush Hayom is more than a chomesh. Why doesn't it bother us that Kiddush Hayom is more than a chomesh? Because anyway the money is going. So in the kasha we didn't understand. If he doesn't have enough money, let's say the Ner Chanukah is he has $1. And the Ner Chanukah is $1 and Kiddush Hayom is $1. So what's even the tzad to spend it on Kiddush? What's the tzad to spend $1 on Kiddush Hayom? It's all of your money. But Ner Chanukah makes a lot more sense. Ner Chanukah, you have to spend $1. You have to spend every last penny. Of course you're spending on a Ner Chanukah, and then there's nothing left for Kiddush Hayom. So of course Ner Chanukah is adif. So Teretz says no, that it could very well be that you're going to have to spend the $1 that you have on Kiddush Hayom, even though you only have $1 left. And it's going to be more than a fifth. Because the answer is you can't say it's impossible to be Mekayim the Mitzvah because he's already spending it on something else. So like our Yesod, if you have to spend it on something else, it's not considered that you spent it on this mitzvah. It's like the money's already gone anyway, out to the other mitzvah. So even on this mitzvah, you wouldn't be chayav to spend so much, you still have to spend it. So if Kiddush Hayom is adif, it's not considered a business of Yosher Michomesh. So look in the Kli Chemda, Parshas Vayetze, in Osdalet, that's what how he answers the Chalkos Yoav's Kasha. The Chalkos Yoav said that of course you're not spending on Shabbos, on Kiddush Hayom. It's more than a fifth. Of course it's going to Ner Chanukah. The answer is no. Since it's going to go anyway on Ner Chanukah, so maybe now if Kiddush Hayom is out, if it goes on Kiddush Hayom. So we have a Yesod now in the Kechi of Kiyum Mitzvah's essay, but we still have to explain our Rambam. So that Amir Tashem is our job for the next time, and we should all be Zocha, Lilmod Ulalam, Edlishmar Velasas, Ulakaim is called Ibrahim Sam Dorsa Behava, Main Ramein, Shalom Shalom Shalom.